I thank you, Mr. President. First of all, I wish to congratulate you for your nomination to lead the 66th World Health Assembly. Zimbabwe is confident that under your leadership, the World Health Agenda will make giant leaps in areas that concern all of us, namely universal health coverage, healthcare financing, and the post-2015 MDG agenda. As the curtain draws on the Millennium Development Goals, we have begun to see the results of our nearly two decades of efforts to better the lives of people in the developing world. The theme of the Director General's address is befitting in that we're at a point where we need to come up with a strong foundation for a robust post-2015 health agenda and will enable us to realize the envisioned developmental path for a more socially, environmentally, and economically sustainable development. In mapping the post-2015 health agenda, we are cognizant of the challenges that prevent us from achieving the MDGs and need to consider them for the next generation of the global development goals. Among these are weak monitoring and evaluation systems, weak health information and management systems at country, regional, and international levels, limited sharing and collaboration on issues related to data, lack of local statistical capacity for health programs, inadequate resources to support the health delivery systems, the increasing burden of disease arising from non-communicable diseases, malaria, TB, and the HIV and AIDS epidemic, and the high maternal and newborn and childhood mortality and morbidity. Mr. President, the agenda for the place for health post-2015 should start by member states, the WHO, and partners in health in development sharing information on the MDGs process towards a better future, and recognizing the power of health information in particular, and information in general in shaping better policies, guiding development programs, increasing accountability and transparency, and the benefits of multilateralism in order to secure a better future for all. The post-2015 agenda persuades us to support the call by the UN Secretary General and the DG of the WHO. It provides for a more prosperous, equitable, and sustained future whilst enabling member states to still meet the Millennium Development Goals. The aim of the agenda should be to improve the lives of people, particularly in the developing world. What needs to be done? Member states require to build capacity on data and statistical capacity with the support and in collaboration with the WHO and partners for more sophisticated decision-making. Member states, the WHO and partners need to invest in developing better statistical tools to measure progress towards MDG achievement. Mr. President, in Zimbabwe, the process for looking beyond 2015 has long begun. Communities and stakeholders led by the Community Working Group on Health, an NGO that advocates for health, have held a series of debates on how to shape health within the MDGs. Communities stand ready to take responsibility for their health, to partner with us, and to be involved in policies that support health in order to ensure sustainable development. This for us is timely as we rebuild our healthcare delivery system and our economic systems. Inroads have been made in the prevention of HIV, and successes in our PMTCT program have been reported and documented. Malaria remains a major cause of morbidity and mortality in children and women. Its effects have been mitigated through a combination of strategies. IRS coverage of over 95% in targeted areas, 100% coverage in the distribution of insecticidal treated nets, early diagnosis and treatment of malaria in the community through the village health worker program, and early referral of complicated cases. Our efforts are now focused on the elimination of malaria within the next decade. We are grateful to funding mechanisms availed to the HIV and AIDS, TB and malaria programs through the Global Fund and other partners. Similar mechanisms in the next generation of development goals will go a long way in mitigating the healthcare delivery challenges, particularly in the developing world. The programs that could benefit include the building of capacity for expert nurses, theater nurses, nurse anesthetists, pediatric neonatology, and other specialized areas of nursing like midwifery, and for doctors to ensure that we have the capacity to conduct cesarean sections at every institution. Supporting primary health care and health system strengthening in order to improve the quality of life of the people, and health care by healthy human resources for health workforce. And we want to refocus on TB, malaria, and community and home-based care services. What have we learned from the MDG's implementation over the past 15 years? Availing adequate resources, financial, material, human resources are ingredients to successful implementation of health programs. Maternal, newborn, and child care challenges are lagging behind, and failure to incorporate them in the next generation of developmental goals will not bring in sustainable development for the future of the world's population. Finally, Mr. President, allow me just to congratulate the Global Fund on its new funding model that they've introduced. Zimbabwe is one of those early applicants to the new funding model. Its simplicity and effectiveness are to be highly commended, and we congratulate them on this new innovation. Zimbabwe wishes the world a better future in health. I thank you.